He's going to take it himself. He's going to bootleg it and score. Andrew Luck from 6 yards out. 10-5. Touchdown, Kobe Fleener.
You know, it's a long season. You prepare as hard every week.
Kicked off by Darius Butler. He's going
to
score.
We feel we have the pieces in place to make a run.
What a throw. What a catch.
We got to stick to the process.
Andrew will give it to Trent Richards. A touchdown.
We don't give up. Keep fighting all 4 quarters.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Rained like crazy, as all of you know by now. Colts went inside at the indoor facility, had a good practice. It was early. Not sure whether it was scheduled because of Halloween or not, but the Colts had an early practice today. It ended early, and they'll go back at it tomorrow before traveling to Houston for the game against the Texans on Sunday night. By the way, the Colts are 5-0 on Sunday night games at NFL Network, so hope to extend that against the Texans on Sunday. Meanwhile, a big, big day for Robert Mathis. He has had the award before, but it's been a while. He has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month for October. He had 4 sacks this month. He's off to his best start. We had a chance today to catch up with him on the honor with him about the honor of being Player of the Month.
Yeah, it's a big honor. I never take anything for granted and count it all blessings. Just let you know, guys, appreciate your body of work.
Half a sack and you establish an all-time record for yourself. You ever think you could get a start like you've had this year?
The ball been kind of bouncing my way, so I'm just enjoying the ride, trying to keep it going as long as I can.
Houston's an awfully tough football team. You guys have handled them before. Tough assignment this week?
Very tough. Never taken for granted. They're the two-time champions, and so until you can beat the champ, they are the champs.
Robert Mathis, and again, one of the – he doesn't say much, but when he does, everybody listens. And when he plays, they know where he is. Houston's obviously got a game plan for him. Two of the best in the business, Robert Mathis and J.J. Watt, on the same field come Sunday night. Pep Hamilton, the offensive coordinator for the Colts, accepting the challenge of calling plays with the new personnel at wide receiver.
Yeah, it's more of a challenge, but there's no excuses. We got to find ways to get first downs and score touchdowns, and that's my job, and with the support of the rest of our coaching staff, we're going to do just that. It's just that's part of the National Football League. The attrition, it's real. It's still tough losing those guys, but we feel like we have guys that are backing up those guys that are ready to step in and do just fine.
If you haven't noticed, the Houston Texans, despite a 2-5 record, are the number one team in the league on defense, and Pep says it shows on film.
When you watch the film, it's obvious that you're facing one of the best defenses in the National Football League. They do a great job of like I said, just really controlling the line of scrimmage. I don't know that they have a weakness. You know, we have to stay on schedule. We have to get first downs. We have to keep third down manageable. But at the end of the day, we got to find ways to score touchdowns. You know, it'll be a tough task on Sunday night, but like I said, I feel like our guys are up to the challenge.
Speaking of the guys up for a challenge, with Reggie out for the year, it now seems, according to Pep, it's going to be an offense by committee.
We feel like even up until this point, we've been an offense by committee. We've had production. We've had a lot of different guys step up and make plays for us. And we just know moving forward that that is the next man up, you know, DHB, TY. Some of the younger guys that may get an opportunity to go in there and make plays for us in the passing game, somebody's going to have to step up and make the plays.
Trent Richardson, he's about to break out. There's no question about it. He's been very close the last couple of weeks. But he knows, not only for himself, but his teammates, even though he's one of the newest members of this team, he's got to pick up the slack for Reggie Wayne.
You learn a lot from him. You know, his whole character, man, and he want to be the best, and he want to be available at all time. You know, if any questions, he tried to take every snap. He's a perfect example as a pro. Being on time and stuff, he's very coachable. He's still a student of the game. The years he has spent here, he's a guy that asks questions. He asks coach questions all the time that, you know, younger players are scared to ask. And, you know what I'm saying, with that, man, he, like I said, he's a true example of being a pro.
Case Keenum. If you don't know the name, you will by Sunday. He's the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. He was 15 of 25 for 270-plus yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. He's a good quarterback. He's starting his first game at home, and Greg Minuski says there's not much film to go on to prepare for him.
Well, thank God we at least have one game on him, you know, in Kansas City. Went back in the preseason, watched some of the reps that he took there, compiled those, you know, and from the players and from the coach's standpoint, we watched all those. You know, and it's just trying to get a repertoire of what the guy likes and what throws he has. And he can make all the throws. He's a decent quarterback, made a lot of yards in college. I know they threw it a lot. But not a bad quarterback, you know. He did a great job 2 weeks ago in Kansas City. I think it was 271 yards, but did a good job.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the injury report. It's about the same as yesterday. Hear from Case Keenum himself and get a glimpse of how excited he is to start his first home game as the Texans' starting quarterback. We'll be right back.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch. We're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamy sent you.
We are Colts Strong. As the official LASIK provider of the Colts, 2020 Institute wants you to see every play, every victory without glasses or contacts. Choose our LASIK assurance plan before November 22nd and save $500. Special financing is also available. For details, visit 2020indy.com or call 317-2020-NOW. LASIK has risks. Discuss them with a doctor before having any procedure. 2020 Institute, where you'll see 2020 after LASIK or it's free.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your little league coaches, the first to volunteer. People you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors, part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future, putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry, skilled and principled, union by choice.
Forrest Lucas here for more restoration. Disasters happen. Take it from me, experiencing a huge flood in our Carmel estate wasn't easy, but the experts at Moore Restoration came to our rescue. I'm an easygoing guy who believes in locally owned businesses that are community involved and protect their grassroots, like we do at Lucas Oil, and Moore Restoration is exactly that. They've worked with the Colts for years, and here at Lucas Oil, we've worked with the best in racing. I tell you this, the best in restoration is Moore Restoration. Mark my words on that.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, live from the Taco Bell studio.
Welcome back to the show, and let's get the injury report for the Colts anyway. Josh Gordy, Delano Howell, Greg Toler for the second day did not go. Samson Satelli, Bjorn Werner got their second good day of full practice in as the Colts try to get ready for a very potent Houston team despite the 2-5 record. Both of their running backs, Arian Foster and Ben Tate, have been limited in practice. Ben Tate, because he's got some rib problems. One of the stories says it's 4 cracked ribs. He said that rib's progressing a little bit.
I think it's more about, you know, just getting ready for Sunday, you know, seeing where I'll be at on Sunday. I just kind of wanted to test it today, you know, to see where I was at. I'm happy with where I'm at right now, so I don't think I really want to keep making any more sore. So my thing is just to try to make it to Sunday and, you know, be ready to go on Sunday.
Gary Kubiak, the head coach of the Houston Texans, is the man who said early in the week it'll be Case Keenum. He saw him play against Kansas City and talked about what he likes about him.
I mean, I think we're growing. You know, I mean, I liked him or I wouldn't have brought him here in the first place. I think he has all the physical abilities to do what you need to do in this league to be successful. There is a growth period there, which he's going through. I like his confidence in himself. That's a very big factor with me when I talk to him and watch him prepare. And watch him hit the field, just how he goes about his business. So, you can't be successful in this league unless you got confidence out there in what you're doing, and he's got a big head start in that direction.
For a long time, the Houston Texans have lived on a running game and a rollout quarterback. In recent weeks, because of Matt Schaub's injuries, they have not rolled out as much. They will this time with Case Keenum. And by the way, Case, who had a good game against Kansas City, played at the University of Houston, and he's getting his first start as a starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in Houston. He's excited about it.
I'm very excited, for both of those things. You know, playing at home probably more so. You know, I've played a lot of football here in Houston, and it seems like each time is more special than the last, and this one's definitely going to be really special. So, I've always been really proud to wear, the name of, our city, Houston, on the front of my jersey for a long time now. And I think playing in the city here, and especially in front of our crowd, I think it's going to be really special.
Andre Johnson's one of the receivers he can count on. He is up among the leaders with 48 catches. DeAndre Hopkins, a rookie, has been very, very tough. Their offensive line is a little nicked up, especially at guard. Derek Smith is, Wade Smith rather, is not healthy, but he may play on Sunday. But the support Keenum is getting from the city of Houston is something he really likes.
You know, I'm very excited that everybody's behind me and excited. You know, I'm more excited than everybody else, though. So there's none more excited than me. So, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do my absolute best. You know, I've worked every day for a long time. You know, it's not just the last couple weeks. For an opportunity like this, I have no reason not to go out there and do my absolute best. So, but it does feel good that, I've got the support of a lot of fans, and some even not Houston Cougars. So it's nice that, we're converting a lot of Houstonians.
No, he didn't mispronounce the name of the Houston Texans. The Houston Cougars are the college team he played for and played well through, as the coaches said, for a bunch of yards there, because that's what the University of Houston does, throw the football on, seems like, four out of every four downs. Kickoff time, again, it'll be 8:30. That's on NBC for Sunday Night Football once again for the Indianapolis Colts. Hope you'll join us on the Vectren Radio Network. Colts and Texans for the 23rd time. The Colts are 18-4. And that's it for tonight's Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Indianapolis Colts tickets for all three December home games are on sale now. Tickets are available at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, all Ticketmaster ticket centers, or you can order by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. You still have a chance to see the December 1st game against the Tennessee Titans, the December 15th contest against the Houston Texans, and on December 29th, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't wait. Only a limited number of tickets are being made available for these three AFC South games.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site, and that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit ualocal440.org or mcai.com for more info.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller, too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, rain on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
The American Legion is the largest veterans organization in Indiana. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We have always been there to ensure you receive the help and benefits you deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. If you are a veteran or know of one who may need assistance, contact your Indiana American Legion Legion at IndianaLegion.org or call us at 888-723-7999. The Indiana American Legion. We're veterans serving veterans.